USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The number of confirmed U.S. deaths from COVID-19 surpassed 600,000. The milestone follows a significant slowdown in all COVID-19 metrics after a winter surge that reached nearly every corner of the country and strained healthcare systems. Vice President Kamala Harris and Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen appeared together on Tuesday to discuss how small businesses can get federal funding as the United States continues to move forward from the coronavirus pandemic.
I am proud that we are announcing the Rapid Recovery Program, which that bill set up and is now operational. $1.25 billion will be distributed to community lenders through this program. Lenders can use these funds for critical needs, such as to recover from the pandemic themselves.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
UFOs are back in the news, and even the military can't explain these strange UFOs intercepting our ships and planes. Are they a sign of something real, dangerous, or even biblical? Now, Rob Schmidt takes a look at the biggest mystery of our time. Rob's special series, UFOs, Are They Really Here?, airs all this week on Newsmax. Tune in to Rob Schmidt tonight on Newsmax, now on all major cable systems. It's already the fourth largest cable news channel. If your cable company doesn't carry Newsmax, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. Or get Newsmax for free on your smart TVs, Roku, Zumo, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, or more. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone and start watching now. So find out the latest on UFOs with Rob Schmidt and check out Newsmax tonight. It's real news for real people.
At long last, the Golden State is fully reopening.
California is lifting COVID-19 restrictions in the state Tuesday. Bars and restaurants can open fully. Social distancing rules are cut, and fully vaccinated folks can stop wearing masks in most situations. Still, conflicting messaging from California officials has one restaurant owner scratching her head. Cynthia Ariosa on Fox News.
Do our vaccinated employees need to mask, not mask? Cal OSHA's messaging is different than the governor's messaging. Maybe Thursday it'll be clearer, but it might be June 28th. And it's just like, I have employees going, can I take this thing off now? I'm vaccinated.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Major League Baseball is announcing new guidance on enforcement of foreign substances being applied to baseballs. Any pitcher who possesses or puts a foreign substance on a game ball will be ejected and automatically suspended. Starting pitchers will now have more than one mandatory check per game, and relief pitchers can be checked as well. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As the crisis on our southern border continues to spiral out of control, one governor is taking action.
As thousands of illegal immigrants each month continue to cross the southern border, one border state's governor is taking steps to protect his residents. Texas Governor Greg Abbott tells Fox News about the moves he's making on the border.
It's a multi-step strategy. First, we are increasing arrests. We're setting up situations where if you're stepping into the state of Texas, you're going to be stepping into an area for which there is a no trespassing zone. Because I have declared a disaster, if you are arrested for trespassing, it is immediately a jail-based offense up to 180 days in jail or higher. And then we're adding to that, working with locals as well as local residents, we are beginning this week to add fencing along the border where if that fencing is disturbed, that is vandalism. That is another crime for which we can arrest people coming across our border into the state of Texas.
Governor Abbott is expected to announce a plan for the state to build a border wall later this week. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Attorney General Merrick Garland is unveiling the Biden administration's new strategy to combat domestic terrorism. Speaking at the Justice Department, Garland said violent extremism and domestic terrorism will be confronted from all angles, including addressing the root causes. Garland saying the focus is on criminal behavior, not ideologies. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.